You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live. You might be able to hear in the background. It's starting to get pretty noisy.
It is.
And we love it. We are broadcasting live, Far Corner. It's right across the street from Petco Park, where tonight, you may be aware, the Dodgers are in town to take on the Padres, game one of a three-game series. You'll hear the game right here on 97.3 The Fan. Sam Levitt's pregame show follows our program at about 5:35. Now, before we get to Chris versus the Fan,
this is insane.
What's going on right in front of us? Can you video some of this,
Scraby,
for those on the YouTube?
Right here.
That right there, for those of you on the YouTube, and we'll try to describe it for the rest of you driving around, that is our guy Chris. And Chris is Statue Man.
Yes.
And I don't think Statue Man is giving it the kind of respect and credence it deserves, but
what
he
his name Statue Man. I see what you're
right
saying.
I'm calling him Statue Man, but Chris has an outfit on that makes him look like he's copper. Is copper the right word?
Brass.
Brass, thank you, that's better. Yeah, all right, so he looks like he's brass, and he's got the makeup, and then he's got the jersey, the Padre uniform, and he's holding the bat, and he's standing completely still right in front of our broadcast location.
Yes.
And he's just there.
It's pretty amazing. Like, I could not stand that still.
And he's not moving.
I could not stand that still.
But
this is pretty crazy.
The thing that I like is and I'm not describing it well, Scrabe. I wish I was describing it better, but he looks like a brass statue, but he's just Chris. He's just a guy.
Well, no, he is a statue.
Well, okay.
You got to play into it.
All right, he is an actual statue.
He is a statue.
He doesn't even look like he's breathing, honestly.
I know. That is crazy. And I want to see how long he can stand like that, because he's holding the bat in the air.
Yes,
he is. Like a statue would, and that's not easy.
All right, look at his outfit, Scrape.
Yeah.
And his arm, you know,
yep,
to look brass.
Yep.
And his neck, and obviously his face,
everything,
and his hair, and everything.
It's a complete package.
I asked him how long it takes to get ready.
Okay.
I thought it would be like 5 hours.
Okay.
He said it takes about 45 minutes.
Really?
I'm like, what?
That's pretty good.
That's incredible.
It would take me 6.5 years to put on that amount of makeup.
Yeah. So anyway, come on down to Far Corner. And people are taking a lot of photos of Chris right now. And people are like, what is going on? Like, look at those two young ladies in the back there, Scraby. They're like, what is he doing? That is so cool.
It is awesome. The great Hambino just sent me some pictures. I'll have to post them.
Yeah, post a couple of the pictures. Oh, now he's changing poses. Doing a little moving.
He's become a different pose now. There he is.
Wow.
Chris. The statue man.
The statue man. I'm going to put it up right now.
That is pretty cool.
That is cool.
It's kind of going to distract me.
It's going to distract me, but I'm loving it.
I think it's going to give everybody out there a better chance to win today's version of Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm trying to tweet this.
All right, Chris versus the fans. Chance for you to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. Has a whole bunch to do with going to oh my goodness, I just dropped
Officer Dave's cards.
Officer Dave's business cards.
All right.
That didn't help. I might need those later on my way home, Scrape. You never know.
You never know.
Tell us what we're giving away. I can't find it.
You'll be qualified for the grand prize, a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, plus VIP admission to IU Day Club and $175 food and beverage credits. Celebrate summer with a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences in the 5.5-acre pool complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip, and experience IU Day Club, stunning oasis inspired by the idyllic islands of Southeast Asia, where the ultimate party concepts transform the weekend into a never-ending summer. Special summer rates available now at rwlasvegas.com, now offering no resort fees and complimentary parking. So that's always good. Complimentary parking is always good. Now, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know. Oh, I forgot to put Chris's mic. Player, let us know, and you'll get the first question for free today. All right. Let me get to our contestants real quick, and then we will go from there. Let's go to Lucas in Carlsbad. Lucas, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, yes, I got you. You can hear us?
Hi, Lucas.
He's a first-time player.
He didn't even need to be asked.
All right, hello, Lucas. All right, we're going to go straight to the second question. Go ahead, Kyle, play the bet. All right, Lucas. Which three Padres bunted in consecutive at-bats in the fifth inning yesterday? No order, but which three Padres bunted in the fifth inning yesterday?
Bunty, Vermeen, and Arrive.
That is correct.
He nailed it.
Lucas, nice job, Lucas.
It was Fermin, it was Tatis, it was Arrive.
Yes, it was. Wow.
And that helped turn the game around, and the Padres won yesterday. Good job, Lucas.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have known that, and it happened yesterday, Chris. All right, here we go. Question number three. Lucas, which Padre hit the first home run of the season?
First Padre to hit a home run this year.
Yep.
Gavin Sheets
is correct.
He got it.
Lucas wins.
Yes. Lucas wins right off
the bat. Wow. Nice job,
game.
Lucas.
He went to the game.
Okay.
Well, hey, man, that's a great job by you, Lou. How old are you, Lucas?
I'm 13 with my dad.
You're 13?
Yes.
Very good.
Very nice.
Congratulations. First, we appreciate you, you know, calling in and playing.
Yeah.
And second of all, nice job, man. You won the game straight up. Well done.
Yes, and Lucas, stay on hold, and Kyle's going to get some information from you. But just stay right there.
Stick around, and Lucas and his family, who knows, maybe they'll get drawn and get to go to Las Vegas. I'm sure Lucas would enjoy the pool complex at Resorts World
out
there.
Of course.
All right, so that was a quick version.
That was a very quick
Chris versus the fans today. That went by in a hurry. I'm trying to post a bunch of stuff of this, of our guy, Chris the Statue.
I have posted on Twitter at 97.3TheFanSD.
Yeah, he's awesome. And he's drawing a big crowd, and everybody's here and kind of freaking out. We're getting ready for the ball game. We got one more Xander Bogaerts bobblehead to give away. And you want to do the Joe Musgrove ball? I just feel like it'd
right
be a good
second?
Yeah.
All right.
I think all these – does everybody want a chance to win a Joe Musgrove baseball out there?
All right.
Before you draw it,
yeah.
Has everybody had a chance to sign up and put their name in the hopper? It's your last chance to get your name in there to try to win the Joe Musgrove signed baseball.
Going once.
Going twice. Okay, everybody's ready on that.
All right. Let me see the little thingamabobber. Oh, here it is. Ooh. Ah. All right.
All right, Scrib.
So we still have a Xander Bogaerts bobblehead to give away if you're coming on down here. We also have tickets to Sunday's game. If you come on down here, come over to where we are, and you could sign up, and we will draw the tickets before we end the show today. But for the Joe Musgrove baseball, got to make sure I don't throw all these on the ground. Crystal! Oh, right in front of us.
Crystal, you got it.
There we go. You know what's so much better, Chris? Is that we call names and they're here. Crystal,
congratulations.
Very nice job.
You got the Joe
Is that
Musk-
yours? Yes? Okay.
Way to go, Crystal.
All right. That was easy. That was easy.
Too bad you're not very happy about it, Crystal. That's what we want to see.
Pictures.
Pictures. Crystal wins.
Hold on, can I show you on our YouTube?
Show her on the YouTube. There we go. Crystal. She's fired up.
Beat LA.
She's got the right
nice
outfit
job.
On for sure.
Nice job.
Way to go, Crystal. She won the Joe Musgrove signed baseball. All right, we'll give away more stuff as we go along here.
You all right?
No, I'm just trying to. I was trying to look at something that caught my eye. You know, we got the statue guy. He keeps throwing me off.
I honestly forgot that he's just so still. I forgot he was there.
He's right there. Padres begin play not only a game back of the Dodgers, but a game back of the Cubs for the wild card lead. That's something to keep an eye on. If you end up getting the wild card, you want to finish at least ahead of the Cubs so that you could get the wild card series here.
Yeah.
The other thing that is in the back of my mind still, Scraby, is that we have to beat the Dodgers to win the division. We also need to beat the Phillies in order to get the bye in the first round of the playoffs. Unfortunately, the Phillies are playing really well right now, and we have fallen 3 games back of them. So, you know, you can't worry about that at the moment. You got to take care of your own business this weekend and, you know, hope the Phillies will come back a little to the pack.
But I wonder if the loss of Zach Wheeler, I know a starting pitcher is once every 5 days. But
you would think it would be a factor for
them. It would be.
For sure. They did get Aaron Nola back, but Aaron Nola hasn't been Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola, for lack of a better term, Aaron Nola's been pitching like Austin Nola this year. So it's just not really working
you
too
know,
well.
You know, Austin Nola, he's back in Major League Baseball.
Not anymore. He was with the Rockies for a couple of months, and then that
I feel bad. Then.
That ended.
I was happy to see that.
By the way, the Rockies' magic number is now down to 5. And they are actually keeping track of that. They need 5 more wins to avoid being the worst team in baseball history.
Did you see Brenton Doyle's, like, 700-foot home run yesterday?
It's Coors Field.
Even see the ball land.
Coors Field. The thing, it can go and go and go and go. Here's another thing I saw yesterday. Even though the Dodgers beat them, since the All-Star break, the Rockies have a better record than the Dodgers.
Oh, that's
How
glorious.
Strange is baseball?
That's glorious.
If that can be the case.
That is glorious.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got the NFL season like 2 weeks away. So I got to talk a little football with you, Scraby,
okay.
Even though we're on a big baseball game tonight.
I need a little bit of a break.
I'm going to give you a little football stuff. I got a couple of things I'm predicting that I want to get your response to.
Okay.
All right, so we'll do that when Gwynn and Chris continues. Big Five still ahead. And don't forget, at 5 o'clock, you want to be here for sure. Far corner, we're going to give away the tickets to Sunday's Padres-Dodgers game. More Gwynn and Chris after Kyle Ovenshire checks in on the traffic for us back in the studio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, welcome back. Gwynn and Chris broadcasting live from Far Corner. Right here across the street from Petco Park, 10th and J. Game time, a little over 2 hours away. Padres, Dodgers tonight. I know a lot of people are going to be headed down here in the next hour. And once you get parked, make sure you drop on by because we're going to be giving away tickets to Sunday's game. When we get into the 5 o'clock hour, which isn't too far away. Scrape, I do have one bit of sad news to pass along today. I do it for the horse racing fans. I know that Friday they have the horse racing card at Del Mar. It starts later in the day, Friday night racing up at Del Mar.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people are on their way up there, and they're horse racing fans, people. The passing today of legendary jockey Ron Turcott. Now, that name may not mean a lot to you or to people that don't follow horse racing, but Ron Turcott was the jockey that wrote The Greatest Horse of All Time. Secretariat. Stop it.
They didn't make a movie about Secretariat.
The Secretariat's The Greatest Horse of All Time. Secretariat's jockey Ron Turcott passed today at the age of 84. So, there's that.
You know, it's sad when someone passes away, but a good long run there.
Had a good
run. Just like his horse, he had a good long run.
Had a good life.
Did he ever ride, like, because Secretariat, horses are only good basically for like 1 year, right?
Secretariat was about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a very short lifespan for a professional athlete.
Secretariat, I believe, lived to the age of 19 before Secretariat,
good run.
The actual horse,
good
passed
run.
Away.
I don't know what horses' lifespans are.
Yeah,
but
I'm not exactly. It's up there. It's around there. It's around there. All right. I got a couple of NFL picks for you,
Scrappy. Up to 30 years for horses.
Up to 30-year pick. Yeah, okay.
All right, hit the bet, Kyle.
Give us a little NFL music. Get us going on now.
Ah, there it is. Rumble it, bumble it, stumble it.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season. 2 weeks from yesterday. Cowboys, Eagles
will
play the first game.
Our fantasy draft is 6 days away.
Our fantasy football league draft, yes, right. So it's getting to be that time. I got a few things that I thought I wanted to predict.
Okay.
Get your thoughts. I'll give you one. I'll start off simple. I say that this year, paper bags will be selling a lot in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
You know that the Saints
in the early 80s, their fans invented the paper bags.
I do know this.
Yeah. They called them the Aints.
Yep.
They didn't win a game. Well, they did, but very few games over about a five-year span. And they finally played a couple of Monday night games, and the people showed up with bags on their heads, and a tradition was born for bad teams.
Honestly, some of these things...
I think the Saints may be back in that league this year.
Oh,
agreed?
I'm 100% okay. with you. Their quarterback options are Tyler Shough and Spencer Rattler. That doesn't scream wins to me.
I don't understand why you didn't just go with Tyler Shough. I mean, let the rookie see what he can do.
Maybe he's not good.
Yeah, well, they drafted him and said he was good, so we'll see.
You know,
is Alvin Kamara still running around
for
them?
Yeah, he had a decent year last year.
Chris Olave still down there?
Chris Olave is still down there. I can't name anybody else, though.
That's about it for the Saints.
Yeah, you know, who is the Kellen Moore is the guy who took the job as the head coach in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think that it's really easy for me to say while I'm sitting right here, but I think he made a mistake. I think he should have turned down the job or not even interviewed for the job, because I feel like this is a situation where he's going to lose and he's going to be painted as a bad head coach because of how bad his team is.
That can happen. Like, he could go 1-15 and never get another chance
again.
They're
going to, fire him, and then he's a coordinator for the rest of his life.
We'll see how it turns out for Kellen Moore. But that's my first prediction. You agree with it?
Yes.
Here's my second one. I think this is a hot take. CMC stays healthy the entire year.
You're jinxing him right now. I am knocking on all the wood.
You're knocking on all the wood. When is the last time CMC stayed healthy the whole season?
2 years
ago. Has it ever happened?
2 years ago.
He was healthy that whole year?
He was traded in the middle of the year, and he sat out a couple games getting up to speed, but other than that, he was healthy.
Well, what about the year they were lost to the Eagles? He was playing quarterback by the end of that game.
He sure was.
Yeah.
Let me look.
I don't remember if he was hurt that year or not. He was certainly hurt most of last season, right?
All of last season, except for like two games.
Okay.
Because he went and played against the he made a comeback against the Bucks, and they played against the Bills.
Oh, yeah, the snow game on a Sunday night.
And he never played again.
And he carried the ball like twice, and then he went to the bench. And
he had a nice long run.
Yeah.
All right, so last year he played four games. 2023, he played 16 of the 17.
Okay.
And then in
22, he was traded to the 49ers.
Yes, I'm looking because it's combined games. So he played, it looks like in 2022, he played every game, 17.
Wow.
Which I didn't know he did. But
so we're saying that he's brittle, but he actually played two full seasons before last year.
Here's why. He went full season, full season, full season. Three games, seven games, six games. So he was labeled as a paper mache running back because he missed so many games for three straight seasons.
You have the third pick in our drafts. So you're not a good guy to ask. But if you had like eighth or ninth pick and everybody stayed away from Christian McCaffrey, would you be willing to take a chance on him and build your team around him as a fantasy owner, knowing that he could lose him like in the first half of the first game?
You ride with your guys, you die with your guys.
I think you take him.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't predict he's going to get hurt.
The one thing that he does so much better than everybody else is his receiving ability is just incredible.
He's so good. This guy is so good. All right, but I predict he'll stay healthy all year this year.
I will take that, but I hate that you're jinxing him.
All right, I got another one here. NFL prediction for the upcoming season, and I'm serious about this one, Scrape. I really don't think Mike McDaniel will make it through the year in Miami. I don't see how he can. And here's why. Because you know, and I know, and that guy just gave you a fist bump.
High school.
Knows. But my point is, everybody knows that Tua's going to get hurt. Three games, four games, five games, he's going to get hurt. And when he gets hurt, Zach Wilson's going to come in. And once Zach Wilson comes in, the Dolphins will lose every game. And I think when they go to 3-11, 5-9, whatever it is, and there's already a bunch of whispering about how soft they are and how teams are really taking advantage of that and how Mike McDaniel runs a very, you know, what, a club med instead of a training camp.
Yeah.
I think it's going to catch up with him this year. He needs Tua to stay healthy to have a chance to win, and that just is unlikely. So I think Mike McDaniel will not make it through the year. Do you agree or not?
I tend to agree. I, 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 I don't see, unless he comes out and does what he did a few years ago and they win a bunch of games, I don't see it happening.
I don't either. They hit the world by storm, right, that first year and scored 60 points, 70 points. Everybody seemed to figure out what they do.
Yeah.
And now they don't have an answer. I don't think Mike McGann will make it through the year.
He doesn't have head coach that screams. Maybe he'll learn from this experience and realize that he needs to be a little bit tougher on his guys. But
maybe.
So
I hope I'm obviously hope I'm wrong, but I just feel like this is going to happen.
You deep down want a new coach.
No, but I don't want to go through like a 3-12 season or something. I don't enjoy that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, here's my final one. The Steelers and Pack.
So this guy, he's a high school football teammate. We were teammates with Kevin O'Connell.
Okay.
And I haven't seen him since high school.
And he just waved and gave you a fist bump.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yes, that was.
All right, here's my last prediction. The Steelers and Packers play on Sunday Night Football, October 26th.
Okay.
By that time, Mike Tomlin will have already punched out Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines. So the Packers fans will not get to see Rodgers play.
I can't agree with this one.
I'm joking, but there's no way that is going to work, is it? Aaron Rodgers, the most diva-like individual maybe in NFL history, playing for one of the most hardcore, team-oriented, you know, gritty coaches ever. I don't see how the two of them get along for too long.
Mike Tomlin made his bed, now he's got to lay in it. He's the one who brought Aaron Rodgers to town.
Yeah, no, and he kept saying that I want him.
I bet already annoyed.
I bet he's got to be annoyed by now already.
That was a good one.
That's my prediction.
That was a good one.
If Tomlin doesn't punch out Rodgers before the season's over, they at least agree to fight on the next WWE WrestleMania card.
Which, by the way, ESPN owns now.
Awesome.
ESPN owns everything, Chris. Everything at this point.
Yeah, it's almost too much.
You know, on ESPN right now, I didn't even know they had this, but the AUSL Home Run Derby is on right now. The Softball League Home Run Derby. Chris doesn't care, but I haven't been watching it.
Well, I hate to say this ought to be on the Ocho, shouldn't it? I mean, what am I talking about here?
I don't know. Oh, is this the AUSL? I think it's. Oh, it's. No, I'm sorry. I'm a dumb dumb.
Yes, you are.
It's the Little League World Series Home Run Derby. It's just there's a lot of pinks. I thought it was the AUSL.
Well, they had the young ladies competing earlier. Now they have the young boys competing.
Okay, so I wasn't completely
wrong.
So
it was softball hitting and now home run baseball hitting, Little League World Series style. Derbies.
Ryan Great. Howard in attendance. Anyway.
Ryan Howard probably making an appearance fee to be there.
No, I think he's giving his time to the kids.
Brian Robinson Jr., running back to the 49ers. That's the big football story of the day. Scraby's unimpressed and unpulsed acquisition.
No, I'm okay with it. I think he's a good running back. I just think he gets hurt a lot. And why are they already planning for life after CMC?
Well, they'd be silly not to.
I know. You're right. They have to have a
backup
plan.
Backup plan. So I think that's smart by the 49ers. We'll take a break. More Gwynn and Chris. Again, right around 5 o'clock, we'll give away the Padres-Dodgers tickets. Far Corner, broadcasting live, 10th and J on 97.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, Chrisello and Scraby today. Gwynn and Chris. Tony, of course, has been he was with us a while ago, but he's at Petco across the street from where we're broadcasting, Scrape, far corner. It's getting a little harder and harder to hear you because we got so many people in here, and obviously everyone's getting excited. It's a great atmosphere. We are going to be giving away in the 5 o'clock hour, so it's going to be soon. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Sunday's Padre-Dodger game. So if you're on your way down to the ballpark for the game, you got yourself another 20 minutes, whatever it is, half hour. Make sure, you know, once you park and, you know, get settled, come on by. Far corner, get your name into the hopper here. And the Hamby Hopper.
The Hamby Hopper.
And get yourself into the Hamby Hopper there so that we can maybe draw your name out to win the tickets. Right now, Scraby wants to give away something.
A Xander Bogaerts bobblehead right now.
All right. Who's it going to, Scrape?
Hopefully, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to hear me, but we'll do our best. We'll effort our best, Chris.
All right.
Let's see. This one is Todd.
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 Is there a Todd here? Or is there a Todd in the building that can hear us?
This is it. Yeah, this is going to be tough.
This is going to be difficult. Wait, here comes Todd.
Oh, there he is.
Todd, you got it.
You know what? Todd's been here the entire show. So
way to go,
you,
Todd.
Sir.
All right, give him his bobblehead and take care of this.
I saw Todd sitting there as we got here, so I'm glad that he wants something.
Wait, get Todd in there. He's got I love his jersey.
Oh, he's got a Gwynn jersey, too?
He's got a mid-1980s brown Gwynn jersey.
Very nice, Todd.
Those are sweet.
You know,
I remember when the Padres first did that. Went from kind of the style they wore in the 84 World Series and then went pinstripes in 86. Yeah, with the brown pinstripes. And, you know, there was a big argument about whether they should have done that or not. And then, of course, the jersey went through all of the blue and orange machinations. And I think a lot of people still like the blue and orange, but I think in general, right, going back to the brown a few years ago was the thing to do. Don't you, Scraber?
I agree. I mean, okay. I didn't understand the blue uniforms, but I like what they got going on now. I wish they would wear the brown on the road more, but I know it's not good luck.
It hasn't been good luck, and it's only up to the starting pitcher. That day's starting pitcher decides. And you know how these guys are. They've been winning better with the pinstripe. You know, the Padres' road record is not exactly incredible this year, Scrape.
I know.
They're 31-35 on the road. Four games under.
But they're 41-21 at home?
Yeah, they're 20 games over at home. So home has been good to the Padres, and let's hope that keeps up starting tonight against L.A. A little traffic.
Yep.
Kyle Ovenshire, who has been on point, by the way, Scraby.
He has.
Back in the studio. And then we got our big five.
Yep.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop
what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 Fan.
All right, still to come on Gwen and Chris, we have Mike Schilt from the morning show. We want to hear from him. We also have our tickets to give away to the game on Sunday. Just make sure you come down to 10th and J Far Corner. Sign up for the tickets to be put your name in the hat over here next to us.
The Hamby Hopper.
The Hamby Hopper.
Put your name in the Hamby Hopper, and you'll have a chance to win the tickets. We'll also hear from Manny Machado ahead of tonight's series opener.
Yes. All right. Let's get into it, Kyle.
Number five.
All right. I do have to say, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com.
Yeah.
The Padres made Justin Verlander feel like, I heard him say this, feel like yesterday's fifth inning was one of the toughest of his career. He was very upset about how this fifth inning went down, and I wonder how much of it was the bunts, because he probably was annoyed by that. But it could be the six runs, it could be the bunts, it could be, you know, anything. Manager Mike Schilt emphasized the importance of the bunt game, a strategy that actually helped him in that inning. So, long story short, the Padres lead the league with 37 sacrificed bunts and have put more bunts in play than any other team in baseball, with a total of 11 bunt hits and 8 bunt outs. So 19 bunts in play.
Okay.
Chris.
Yeah.
Should the Padres bunt more?
Not more, but keep it up. They've already bunted. I don't need to bunt all the time. Right? I don't need more bunts. But I need to keep it as a weapon. It's huge. Don't forget, they won a game, I want to say a week and a half ago. Is there music playing?
Yes. It's what? Ours.
Oh, that's our.
Yes.
Okay, that's our sounder. Sorry, I'm blessed. Sorry. There's so many people in here.
There is a lot of people here. It's hard to tell. At Far Corner.
But remember, they won a game within the last couple of weeks, Grabe? And it was the bottom of the 10th or 11th inning. I forget what team they were playing. But they brought, it was the Red Sox. They brought the infield in because they thought it was a bunt.
Yes.
And Laureano chopped it over the guy's head, and we won the game.
Yeah.
That's what the bunt can do. Not only does the bunt work on its own, but the bunt opens things up for other things. I don't know why more teams don't want to do it. I don't think they work on it, and I think the Padres should continue to do it. But I don't need to do it more. But it's got to be continue to be a weapon. It's been a weapon. And, you know, it's part of baseball. And I know that the analytic people hate it, but sorry, analytic people, you can't always have your way.
Yeah, I want them to keep with the strategy of the bunt that they already have been doing, which has surprised people. Like, no one thought Fernando was going to bunt yesterday. Manny has bunted before this season. But I see what you're saying. Like, don't bunt too much, because then, you know, maybe they're going to expect it or something like that. But we have seen bunts go bad. We have seen the team not able to get the bunt down.
No,
but for the
most part, it is
a weapon for them.
To me, it is. Well, here the thing. No strategy is bulletproof. If it was, every team would bunt every time.
Yes,
I mean,
true.
You know, if the other team can sniff it out, then they can stop it. But
yeah.
By and large, it's really worked well for the Padres, so you got to stick with it.
Hey.
We got more fans.
Oh,
fill
yeah,
out your form.
I remember you, actually.
I remember you.
No, I do. All right, Kyle.
Number four.
Catcher Samuel Basayo and the Baltimore Orioles are finalizing an 8-year, 67... Actually, it's finalized now, but it was an 8-year, $67 million contract extension, locking up one of the top prospects in baseball less than a week after his Major League debut. He turned 21 9 days ago. He's the number 4 overall prospect in baseball. While Baltimore, you know, already has a starting catcher and 2-time All-Star Adley Rutschman, Basayo could actually see time at first base, where he has played more than 100 games over his 5 minor league seasons and designated hitter. Chris, do you find it, this isn't the question, but do you find it crazy that he turned 21 9 days ago? He's already got 5 major or minor league seasons under his belt?
No, because that's going to be the same for Ethan Salas, right?
Good point.
He started at 16.
Good point.
But I do find it strange that the 21-year-old with 5 games of experience just got all this money.
Here's my question.
I don't know if that's your question, but
if you're a teammate looking for a contract, are you perturbed at the Orioles?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not. This is what the Orioles have to do to compete with the likes of the Yankees. The Yankees have endless money to go out and buy free agents. The Orioles are a smaller market team that has to find superstars like this and lock them up for what would be a cheaper price and take the risk ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's the only way, because they're about to lose Henderson. They're about to lose Rutschman. They're about to lose all these guys.
Yeah.
Because they weren't able to lock them up before they should have been.
And there was a team sale.
This is the problem with the way baseball is. The Yankees don't have to do something like this. The Padres might.
Yeah.
The Padres already did it with Jackson Merrill.
They did.
But he took a bit of a discount. But the Padres did this already with a guy that wasn't necessarily proven, you know, for the next 8-9 years. But
true.
That's what they had to do to keep him. So the Orioles kind of have to do this.
I think we're starting to see this more because it works out for the player if you're young enough.
Oh,
like Roman
goodness.
Anthony.
Yeah.
He got a big contract extension as well. But with Vasayo, he's going to be able to go to free agency when he's 29. So if he's having a good career, he's going to cash in. So
he's
if
not
I'm
going to
team,
need to cash in by that point. No. He'll be good.
If I'm a team, I'm looking for, like you just said, guys like this to lock up early. Kind of like what the Braves did with Acuna and Albies. And you're going to get some core players for a lot cheaper than you would have had to pay them if they go through the arbitration process and get free agency.
But again, and if you want to be a good organization, you better be right. Because if you're wrong about Asayo, you just blew
$67 million
on a guy who might be on the street in a year and a half if he can't play.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, you know, you better be right on stuff. But if you are right, it helps your franchise.
All right.
And I don't think the other players are upset. They get it. They're rooting for all the people to make a lot of money.
And Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson are probably like, get me out of here anyway.
Well,
this thing is a disaster.
It's turned that way for Baltimore.
All right. Next question. The Shedeur Sanders fall in the draft was a huge storyline coming out of the NFL draft this year. Some thought the NFL had something to do with it. Well, former NFL running back Eric Dickerson was on AM 570 and said this, quote, "I tell you this much. What I heard from someone that's in the NFL that the NFL told teams, don't draft him. We're going to make an example out of him." And this came from a very good source. A very good source. He said that, I won't say who. Somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, no, don't do that. Draft him. So Dickerson said that. Because they weren't going to draft him either, they were forced into drafting him because somebody made a call to them to say, draft Shedeur Sanders. So, Chris, do you believe this?
I don't.
Is Eric Dickerson kind of a wild guy?
I don't know, but if there was that many people in on this, then somebody would have leaked it out by
now. Seriously, that's my thought, too.
If all 32 teams were in on the notion that they were not going to draft Shedeur Sanders, I think somebody would have slipped up by now. We wouldn't have had to hear it from Eric Dickerson. Dickerson, I don't know him personally, but this is not fair to say about old retired guys that aren't in the limelight anymore, but they kind of get a kick out of having their name back out there again.
I guess you're right.
So they got to say something pretty cool. And
somewhat, and
maybe somebody told him that, so he's going with it. But I don't buy it.
You don't buy it.
I don't buy this whole thing. I don't buy the whole thing that Shedeur Sanders was on his phone during the interviews. I don't buy a lot of the stuff. I buy the fact that this was Deion-driven. And I don't mean that they dislike Deion. They just dislike the circus that came with it, and the teams did not want to be part of that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It would have been... I just agree with you. I don't know what would have happened, but I feel like Deion would have been annoying. That's what I feel like.
It would have been a circus. And it's going to be a circus in Cleveland, Shedeur Sanders. Just is.
And the media in Cleveland's like really trying to make
Cleveland's already kind of a circus, so it won't affect them as much as everybody else.
That's true. All right, next one. Number two. All right, Chris, I know that you play in adult sports leagues here in San Diego. You play softball. Well, those sports leagues in San Diego are facing significant fee hikes for the use of city facilities, leading to concerns that some participants are going to be priced out. Now, here is where the city council president, Joe LaCava, said, when there's for-profit companies using city facilities, they should be treated differently. They should not be subsidized in their work. So basically what he's saying is, hey, these people are making money off of our free facility that we're paying for the upkeep. Decision passed 8-1. Here's the new prices. Adult in-season field use without lights has gone from $111 per team to $317 per team, while lit fields have increased from $108 to $393 per team. So they're worried that this is going to kill the adult sports leagues here in San Diego. I'm up first. Is this necessary? People might think Scraby's going to go crazy on this. But I do think if you're making money, if you're a for-profit company, you need to be able, you have to be paying for the services that you're using from the city, i.e. fields, i.e. lights, i.e. Chalk, i.e. grass cutting, all that stuff. I don't know about a $200 increase per team, though. That seems extremely steep, but it's happening, so it's here. I'm not necessarily a fan of it. I'm not a fan of the price, but I'm okay with them charging the company to use their stuff. What about you?
Well, if you're okay with them charging the company to use their stuff, then you're okay with the company charging the players more money to give to the company to give to the city.
I know.
So
I
you're
know.
Basically okay with
I
the
know.
City charging the players
I'm
more.
I'm not, though.
I'm not either. I would like to see more more money. You know, look, everybody wants a piece of the pie. And you can bring up any, you know, any situation, any part of, you know, our city. And everybody wants more money for the homeless. And they want more money for this. And they need more money for this and that. I mean, there's everybody's kind of reaching for a piece of the pie. But I do wish that, you know, people that just want to go out and recreate and do, you know,
yeah,
I think
recreational
that's
softball, stuff like that.
I think it's important.
I do
you
too.
Know, to get people out and about and moving around and staying healthy or staying healthier.
Yeah.
So I wish a little more money was put into that so that they wouldn't have to raise the prices. Secondly, I play my softball league in Poway, so I really ultimately don't care
right.
about everybody else.
You're good. You don't have to deal with it.
Sorry to everybody out there. But I would wish I could fight for you.
Someone just texted me, here's an idea. And I'm not going to reveal their name. That's why I said someone. How about the city of San Diego manages its money better? That's a good point.
There's nothing wrong with saying
that's
that.
That's a good point.
And you know I'm in that corner with that person, whoever texted that.
All right, final.
Okay.
Number one.
Fantasy Baseball League, you're getting shouted out right now for a bad reason. I was eliminated from my Fantasy Baseball League after two straight years as the reigning champ. And it's sad. But I did draft Mike Trout years after complaining about Mike Trout year after year, so I kind of deserved to miss the playoffs. However, the last 2 years, the free agent pickups have not been locked for teams eliminated after the regular season. So the 11th place teams could pick up anyone out there. Well, brought this up last year. There was no concern about it. This morning, I went to go return the favor and pick some guys up, and I was locked out. I asked for the free agents to be unlocked because I did win two titles with those rules. So, Chris, do you think they should unlock the free agents for me now that I'm eliminated?
I have a silly question.
Yes.
Why in the world, since you've been eliminated, were you trying to pick up a player?
Because I wanted to pick up players to ruin all of the playoff teams. Because last year, I wanted a couple guys, and Thomas, our Thomas, old guy used to work on our show, took the guys. And I'm like, Thomas, you're not even in the playoffs. What are you doing? He's like, it's fair. Fair game. So I was trying to return the favor and trying to steal some guys.
And so you subscribe to the theory that two
wrongs make a right?
Ridiculously bad wrongs make a right.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I think you're a jerk, and I think it's good that they locked you out.
What? You
now,
wouldn't be
come
upset.
On, man.
You wouldn't
come
be upset.
On.
I had
get
to,
out of there.
I had to win my championship.
Get out of there.
With extra set of circumstances. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand you people, man.
It's ridiculous.
It's not.
Right, that's it for the big
you made yourself look bad by telling that story.
No, I did not. Fair is fair, Chris.
Happy hour's coming up. Final couple of segments from Far Corner. Your last shot to get here and get signed up to have a chance to win tickets to see Padres-Dodgers on Sunday. We're, of course, getting ready for Padres-Dodgers tonight. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3, The Fan.
Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.